The world's biggest passenger jet is visiting the U.S. this week for the first time. Airbus, the European jet builder, sent two of its colossal A380s to the U.S., one to New York, the other to Los Angeles. The company wants to give airports a chance to make sure they're ready for the new plane. And it also wants to give potential customers and some journalists a look-see. NPR's Adam Davidson got to fly on that big bird.
Marianne Gretchen was in charge of the guest list for today's flight. She said she's had a lot of calls.
Lots of calls is an understatement of the year. I have never had so many calls and emails in a one-week span of time in my life. They all said, hey, I'm your best buddy. I love this plane. Can I come see it? Can I come fly on it?
Guy Zumo got an invite. He's an engineer for JFK Airport.
Are you the only guy from the engineering department who gets to fly?
I'm the only one that I recognize right now.
Were people jealous?
Yeah, they all wanted to come aboard.
Zumo is in charge of paving at JFK. He's been preparing for the massive A380 since 1998. He's been in charge of widening runways and taxiways to accommodate the big plane. JFK laid 6 miles of new pavement just for this plane. The airport doesn't have stairs big enough to quite reach the plane's doors.
Morning. That's a big step.
I want to move all the way to the back, please.
Okay. The plane is massive, there's no question. 2 stories packed with seats. Nobody sat right away, though. Everyone walked up the front stairs to the back, then down the rear stairs.
It's like a huge boat.
Because it's just so long?
Yes, exactly.
Who are you?
Bianca Batek from American Express.
She's a travel agent with American Express, flying with her coworker, Joe Ganning. Batek absolutely loves the plane. Ganning, not as much.
It's just the comfort, the general sense of comfort and security, because it's so spacious and...
I don't think so. I think back here, it's with a full load, it's going to feel kind of cramped. It's going to be a cattle car, I hate to say it, but that's what it feels like back here.
Now, I don't want to sow discontent, but I get the feeling you're more excited than he is.
I'm thinking leisure. He's thinking business travel, which is a very different world.
The business traveler, you know how we think? We don't want to take 25 minutes to get off a plane when it lands. You know, I want to get off the plane in 2 minutes.
We would like to take the opportunity to welcome you here on this very special flight from New York and to New York.
The plan is to fly for an hour and a half or so from JFK Airport, New York, out over the Atlantic and back. Sitting in the seats, there are some differences from the other planes. The cabin certainly is spacious. The ceiling seems quite high up. The luggage bins are massive. The entertainment system is all digital, on-demand movies, music, and TV. There's even a feed from a camera in the nose and tail of the plane, so you can see in real time exactly what the pilot sees. It is very cool to see the plane taxiing and then taking off. As we taxi to the runway, there are clumps of JFK workers, baggage handlers, fuel loaders, just standing and staring at the plane. And taking off, it feels more powerful than a sports car. It really pushes you back in your seat. But however impressive this plane is, no North American airline has bought it, and Airbus needs them to. This is a $300 million plane. It's already 2 years behind its production schedule. It's more than $6 billion in debt. And none of the airline executives on board today said they plan to buy an A380 anytime soon. Adam Davidson, NPR News, New York.